的一个早上，我们在这个神的殿中，我们可以感受到神的灵在我们当中运行。
Even though today in the morning is such a cold morning, but we can feel God's Spirit is moving among us.
我们现在做一个开始的祷告。
Let's pray in the beginning.
我们的父神
，Our Heavenly Father，
爱我们的主耶稣
，A loving Lord，
在我们心中运行的圣灵
，The Holy Spirit dwelt among us，
三位一体的真神
，The Trinity God。
我们求你今天向我们说话
，And please speak to us today。
我们专心的来聆听你的话。
We want to take your words seriously。
主啊，求你再一次用你的宝血洁净我们每个人的心。
Please use your holy blood to cleanse in us。
使我们没有阻隔，我们可以直接跟神沟通。
So between you and us, there's no barrier. We can communicate with you.
我们把以下的时间恭恭敬敬的。
And we sincerely commit the following time.
透过我的口，把你的话讲出来。
Through my mouth, I can speak your word.
使所有弟兄姐妹朋友们都领受到你从上头来的智慧跟能力。
So all the brothers, sisters, friends can receive your wisdom and your strength from above.
可以把我们带到更加高的地方。
So we can reach the higher land.
有更好的属灵的生命。
And we can get a better spiritual life.
我们要奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
感谢主。
And I want to thank the Lord.
这个礼拜我感谢主，因为我连续几天都在有主的工作。
And in this week, I do have few continuous days. I need to do God's work.
在我没有开始讲今天这个题目以前
，Before I speak at the today's topic，
我要跟大家分享一些对我来说有一些看见。
And I'd like to share with you what I have seen.
有些时候我会想，如果神再次给我有机会去选择，我是要做什么人？
And sometimes I think, if God will give me another chance, another opportunity, what kind of person I will be?
讲得清楚一点，就是说，我们现在来到澳大利亚，成为澳大利亚的公民。
And to be more precisely clearly, now we all migrate to Australia, become Australian and Australian citizens.
我相信大家都觉得做澳大利亚公民是非常好的一个。
And we all feel good to be Australian.
但是我又想，其实真的做澳大利亚的公民是真的最好的吗？
Is it the best to be Australian?
我也走过全世界很多地方。
I have been travel around the world, quite many places.
说实在，澳大利亚是福利非常好的国家。
Actually, Australia does have very good welfare.
但是相对一些北欧的国家，我们还是有一点距离。
But in comparison to the northern part of Europe, we still have little bit gap compared to them.
最近有一个。应该是在挪威还是在这个北欧的国家
？And in one of the country in North Europe, I think it's Norway.
他们推行一个新的法律。
They try to promote this new policy.
我想大家都有兴趣去，希望澳大利亚政府也推行。
And we will hope once we heard about this policy, we wish Australian government can promote this.
他们试验差不多有一年的时间。
They have they have this trial for about around a year.
是什么呢
？What is that？
他们就是说你不用工作。
You don't need to work.
政府给你钱。
And government will provide money to you.
真的，他们推行差不多有一年了。
They really promote this for about one year.
那你会想，那钱从哪里来
？Where does the money come from？
当然，钱是从一些税务方面的来到 这供应这些人。
And of course, from their text.
其实他的概念是希望每个人都可以有一个收入。
And the concept is every citizen of their nation should have an income.
但是有这个收入，你就可以选择做自己的工作。
And when you have your own income, you can choose the job you like.
你也可以做对你感觉最好、对你自己最好的工作。
And you choose the job you feel the best.
所以它的概念是这样子。
So the concept is that.
但是结果大家都可以知道。
And you might guess the result, the outcome.
在人的世界是行不通的。
It doesn't work in human society.
所以他们又把这个试验停止了。
So they stop this experiment.
然后我再思想，那做什么地方的人是最好呢？
And then later on, I continue to think, what which country and what kind of person I want to be is the best.
最后我找到我自己的答案。
Then I search for.My own answer.
我要希望自己做犹太人。
I want to be the Jew.
为什么我要做犹太人？
Why I want to be a Jew?
我想大家都会觉得你神经病的，我做犹太人要当兵的。
And some people might think you're crazy because every Jew need to serve in the army.
还要做在犹太地，就是以色列这个国家，都是危险刀剑的地方。
And you stay in Israel is such a dangerous country.
但是我跟大家讲，我希望自己做犹太人是有我的原因的。
And I'd like to share with you, I want to be a Jew, I have my own reason.
第一个最要紧的。
First of all, the most important thing.
犹太人是神的选民。
They are God's chosen people.
第一个最大的重点。
The main things I'm focused on.
只有犹太人这个名字到永远还是犹太人。
Their name will exist forever.
因为主耶稣是犹太人的王。
Because Jesus himself is the king of the Jewish nation.
在天国的时候我们都是犹太人。
And when we go back to heaven, we will become God's citizens just like Jews.
我们也是亚伯拉罕的儿女。
And we become descendants of Abraham.
但是我们不是属地的犹太人。
And we are not the earthly Jew. We are the heavenly Jew.
乃是属天的犹太人。
And we belong to the heaven.
我一知道这个事情，我就感恩，感谢主。
So once I know that, I want to thank our God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们现在不要去拿新的 passport.
We don't no longer require a new passport.
因为神的圣灵已经放在我们的头上有印记了。
So the Holy Spirit has made the print into us. We are become the heavenly citizen.
还有第三个要点，为什么我喜欢做犹太人
？And the third point, why I want to be a Jew?
因为全世界得 Nobel Prize 最多的。人就是犹太人。
And the percentage, the scientists and who has great contribution to the world won the most Nobel Prize is the Jew.
最有名的科学家。
The top scientists.
医学家。
And medical people.
哲学家。
And philosopher.
电影演员。
And even actor for
拍电影的导演。
Yeah, the director.
你说出来。都是犹太人。
If you mention their name, the background, the heritage, they all are Jews.
我还跟大家讲一个秘密。
I need to tell you a secret.
从前我是在银行工作的时候。
When I was working the bank.
犹太人所这个拥有的银行占全世界70%。
And the Jew owns the bank, the worldly bank is about 70% of bank belong to them.
为什么呢
？Why?
就是神给他们在地上的祝福。
Because it's God's blessing for them on this earth.
所以今天我的题目其实考量过很多遍，我今天的题目应该用什么做题目呢
？And I have considered my topic today for quite a long time.
最后我还是选择我的题目是以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主。
So I have chosen, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one.
好，我们先来再看一段圣经。
Let's,
圣经
read further on the passage.
是从马可福音的十二章二十九节。
And let's turn to Mark chapter 12, verse 9. 29, sorry.Mark chapter 12, 29.
马可福音的十二章二十九节，我们找到的一起来念两遍好吗？
Yeah, in Mark chapter 12, 29. If we have found it, we shall read it twice.
我希望大家一起来念。
And we shall read it together.
因为这一段经文是非常重要的经文。
And this is a very important Bible passage.
好，我们一起来念。
29. The most
耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听，主我们神是独一的主。我们再来念一遍。
We shall read once more.
耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听，主我们神是独一的主。这里我们看到一个非常重要的信息。
And this passage contained one very important message.
因为在第二十八节里面有一个文士来听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好，就问他说：“诫命中哪是那第一要紧的呢？”
So one of the teachers of the Lord came and heard the debating.Nothing like Jesus has given land a good answer. He asked him, of all the commands, which is the most important?
你知道以色列人有多少诫命要遵行？
Do you know how many laws or commands Israel people need to obey and follow?
我查过了。
I have do a detailed study on it.
单单诫命不是十条诫命。
It's not only Ten Commandments, but all the commands.
十条诫命是摩西在山上领受回来给以色列人颁布的。
And Ten Commandments is only what Moses has received from God and give to the Israel people.
其实诫命他们有一些口权的诫命。
And some commandment is they pass orally, like by speaking to the next generation.
总共有六百一十三条。
And it's 613 commands.
所以现在这个文士是问耶稣。
And so the teachers of the Lord, they ask Jesus.
你讲得很好啊，你很懂事情啊。但是哪一条是最要紧的？
And what are you talking about? A good. And but tell us what is the one, which one should be considered the most important one?
所以耶稣很快就回答他们。
So Jesus answered them quickly.
耶稣就说。
And Jesus replied,
以色列啊，你要听。
And it's this, hear, O Israel.
主我们神是独一的主。
The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
好了，今天我们就从这里开始我今天的题目了。
So now we start my topic from here.
犹太人是一个非常优秀的民族。
And Israel is a such outstanding race.
也是同样跟我们中国人一样，我们很注重儿女的教育。
And they pay a lot of attention to their children's education, just like us.
但是犹太人的教育跟我们中国人的教育是不一样的。
But somehow the Jewish education and Chinese education are different.
我很详细的去查考犹太人是。如何教导他们的儿女的
？And I pay lots of attention, try to learn how the Jews teach their children.
因为如果犹太人在这个世界有这么多成功的人士
，If the Jewish people in this world among the population, they can be so successful.
很逻辑的说，他肯定有他背后的原因。
And logically speaking, there must be a reason for it.
那他教导儿女的。办法应该是最好的。
And whatever they try to teach their children must be the best.
不然的话，不会有这么多人会变成一个成功的人。
And Otherwise, there won't be so many of their descendants like extremely successful.
这个是属地的看法。
This is the earthly thinking and concept.
但是确实这个就是一个事实。
But this is a fact.
那好了，原来我查过。
And I have checked and studied through it.
犹太人在小孩子五岁到六岁的时候。
And the Jewish people, when their children are 5 to 6 years old,
他们又去找一个拉比。
They will try to find a rabbi.
拉比的意思就是老师。
And it means teacher.
那五岁到六岁进那个学校叫做阅读员。
And this is a reading college.
他的名字，他们的 Hebrew 就是他们的希伯来文叫。Beth Siva.
In Hebrew, it's called Beth Siva.
Beth Siva. Beth Siva.
Okay, it's Beth Siva.
意思是什么？
What does that mean?
意思就是说，在五岁开始这六年当中，他们要跟这个老师去学。
And in their 6 years, since 5 years old, they need to learn from this teacher.
好了，你猜这个拉比。第一天叫小孩子是什么是要学什么
？And you maybe you can have a try to guess what's the first day how the rabbi tried to teach those 5 years old children？
就是今天我们的经文。
And that's the today our topic。
就是说，哦，以色列啊
，Hear, O Israel！
你要听。
You need to listen.
我们的神就是独一的主。
The Lord our God is one.
从五岁开始什么都不晓得。
So since they were 5 years old, they know nothing, but they know this.
他第一个课就要学。
Lesson one, they need to know this.
学什么？
And what are they learning?
学听。
To hear.
学听。
To listen. To listen.
不是学讲。
It's not to talk.
是听。
To listen.
听什么？
Well, they are listening.
就是听神的话。
Listen to God's words.
听神的话。
And listen to God's words only.
还要开始背诵摩西五经。
And they need to start to recite Moses' five books.
我还记得我们赵长老的女儿，应该在三年前她还不懂英文的时候。
And I remember Elder Joe's daughter, the younger daughter, Judas, about 3 years ago, she can't even read English.
但是在星期五的查经，牧师要我们去背诵圣经有长品。
And about every Friday night, the children's Bible study, Senior Pastor Liu encouraged them to recite God's word or give them a prize.
这个姐妹很好。
And she is a very nice little sister.
不管她是希望有这个长品，还是真的是追求神。
I don't know with such young age whether she pursue for a good prize or she want to pursue God's words.
她真的开始背。
She really start to memorize Bible.
你是说她连英文都不能看，真是 A B C 才知道？但是这个。你知道这个经文我们背的不是一段呢，我们是整章去背的。
And you know, in Senior Pastor Liu's class, you not only memorize one verse, you need to memorize the whole chapter. So it's not very short.
结果很神奇，我们大家都可以做见证。
But quite amazingly, we can all testify that.
他最后可以背出来哦。
And at the end, she can memorize the whole thing.
那结果我就。问为什么他可以背出来
？And then I asked the family, how can she can recite so many Bible verses?
你猜是什么原因
？And what's the reason?
就是他妈妈一句一句的叫他。
Her mother is reading out, and she's listening sentence by sentence, word by word. That's how she learned because she can't read.
结果他真的可以背出来。
And by listening, she can recite God's word.
就是他听。他不用看
she listens, she can't read, therefore she can only listen. That's how she learned.
所以你看，这个就是神迹。
And this is a miracle.
但是对他来说，今天再回想这个姐妹就是 Judith.
Today we think about in Judith's life.
她在已经归入基督了。
She baptized into Christ.
她不单单归入基督。
She's not only baptized into Christ.
还继续在神的话语里面扎根。
And she keep building roots, foundations on God's word.
也继续去背诵圣经。
And keep reciting Bible verses.
他们很多小孩子都在这个查经班里面得到神的祝福。
And many of the children has been blessed by God in this Bible study.
好，我们又重新回到这个听的原因。
And we would need to go back to listening, listen to God's word.
听的重要。
Listen is very important.
但是有一个，刚刚我在做这个预备的时候，我也不晓得。
And when I was preparing for this sermon,
我觉得听很简单了嘛，神的话就是听了，我们来教会我就听，听神的话是很理所当然的。
And I think listening is such an easy task. It's so obvious. You just come to church and listen to the sermon, that's it.
有很多弟兄姐妹在教会几十年了，都是在听。
And many brothers, sisters, you're sitting here for many decades, and you are just listening.
刘牧师在的时候，你们也在听。
When Senior Pastor Liu was here, you were listening.
有些时候刘牧师也跟我说，哎，我们的弟兄姐妹几十年，听是听很多了，但是就行不出来。
And Senior Pastor Liu often say to me, our brothers and sisters, let me listen for so many years, but they can't add it out.
我是想找到一个答案，为什么我们听这么多年？
And I'm not complained about how you can't add it out. I try to find the reason why you've been listening so many years, but you can't add it out.
不是你们的问题。
I don't think it's your problem.
是办法的问题。
It's the method.
是原因的问题。
And there's a reason.
因为我们不懂怎么听。
Because we don't know how to listen.
还有另外有一个在背后一直不想我们听的人。
And there is opposition who doesn't want us to listen to God's word is the devil.
就是这个魔鬼。
Devil.
他就不想你们去听。
He doesn't want you to listen to God.
他不想你们听。
He doesn't want you to listen.
就是他不想你们得到神的丰富。
And so he doesn't want you to receive the grace, the abundance from God.
那我们来看一个非常明确的原因，为什么我们常常听不进去。
And why we listen constantly but it's nothing in.
我们来看创世纪的创世纪的第三章第八节。
And that's read Genesis chapter 3
verse 8。这里说到第八节开始是已经他们已经犯罪了。
It talk about Adam and Eve, they have sinned.
我们一起来念好吗？第八节到第十节，我们一起来念。
And let's read from verse 8 to verse 10.
然后一起来念。
Then the man and his wife hear the sound of the Lord God. 耶和华神在院中行走，
那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树林中。躲避耶和华神的面，耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说：“你在哪里？”他说：“我在院中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我侧心露体，我变长了。”这里发生一个非常大的改变。
There's a big change, transformation.
原先我们跟神讲话，我们会听得到的。
And originally, whatever God speaks, we can hear.
但是在犯罪以后，
But after we have sinned,
有罪的隔阻，
And sin has separated us from God.
所以亚当说得很清楚，
So Adam has spoken very clearly.
其实神问他你在哪里，
And God asked him, where are you?
他听得到了吗？
And can he hear about the voice?
他当然听得到。
Of course he listened.
但是他害怕。
But he was afraid.
他害怕，因为他知道自己做错事。
Because he has sinned.
我们也是一样。
We are the same.
神常常跟我们说话。
God speaks to us constantly.
我们真的听不到吗？
Is that true? You can't hear God.
不是我们听不到。
It's not you can't hear God.
是我们惧怕。
Because we are afraid.
我们害怕。
We are afraid.
害怕是从哪里来的？
Where does the fear come from?
害怕是从罪来的。
It's from sins.
是魔鬼给我们的。
It's what Satan has given to us.
其实神是关心我们，问我们在哪里。
God actually showed his care and asked us, where are you?
这个罪性。
But the nature of sin,
到现在我们都还有。
We still have that.
我们再来看多一处圣经，在圣经在出埃及记的十九章。
And let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们翻到这个出埃及记的第十九章的第九节。
So let's turn to Exodus chapter 19, verse 9. Have you found it?
我们一起来念。
Once we have found it, shall we read it together?
耶和华对摩西说，我要在密云中临到你那里，叫百姓在我与你
听见，也可以永远信你。
于是摩西将百姓的话奏告耶和华。好，我们就再跳跃到出埃及记的二十章第十九节。
And let's jump to chapter 20 and verse 19.
我们一起来继续念。
And shall we read together?
对摩西说，求你和我们说，我们必听，不要神和我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。这里是以色列人跟摩西说，你跟神说好了，神跟你说完以后，你再跟我说，因为我们很怕，我会怕死。
And Israel people say to Moses, say, go to speak to God by yourself, and let God speak to you, not to us, because we are afraid. When God speak to us, we will die.
其实神愿意跟人说话。
Actually, God wants to speak to you and to man.
只是人怕死。
But we're scared, and we worry about we will die, and so we don't want God speaks to us.
不愿意直接听神话。
And we don't want to listen to Him directly.
所以今天
so today,
今天
until today,
以色列人都怕直接跟神听神的话。
And they are the Israel people. They're so afraid to listen to God directly.
但是也是有好处。
But they also have some benefit.
神给他们有老师，有拉比。
And they, God has sent the teacher of the Lord, the rabbi.
给他们有机会从拉比口中听神的话。
So through the teacher's mouth, they can listen to God's word.
所以犹太人很注重听到这个部分。
So the Jewish people pay a lot of attention to listen.
我们可以从圣经里面看到为什么神的话是很重要呢？
And from the Bible, we can see why God's words are so important.
我们从创世纪第二章第七节可以看到。
And from Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, we can see that.
这个是最基本的原理。
And that's the reason why it's important for us to listen to God.
第二章第七节。
And chapter 2, verse 7.
我们找到了，一起来念这一段。
And once we have found it, let's read together.
好，我们一起来念第七节。
The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
耶和华神用地上的尘土来做人。将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils and the breath of life, and the man becomes a living being.
这里我们看到一个非常重要 的原因。
And we can see a very important reason.
如果一个人没有神的灵，没有神的气吹到里面。
If one person who doesn't have God's breath onto you,
他只是一个死人。
We are a dead body, like a dead person.
他从来没有生命。
You never have a life.
所以这里我们可以看到神的话的重要。
And we can see how important are God's words.
我们从受洗那天，我们从受洗归入基督那天开始。
Since the day we have been baptized and baptized into Christ.
其实我们已经领受神的圣灵在我们当中。
We already received the Holy Spirit within us.
我们不再属血气的人。
We are no longer belong to our flesh.
我们是属灵的，我们是属灵的人。
And we should be spiritual people.
但是我们另外有一个魂，有一个肉体。
But we also have other two parts, which is our soul and our body.
常常把我们的灵拉到肉体那边。
That keep pulling us to belong to the body, to the flesh.
当我们说肉体的时候，我们就听不到神的话了。
When we belong to our own flesh, we cannot understand God. We listen nothing from God.
所以这里我们要好好的去思考一个问题。
So we need to think about one question quite importantly.
我们怎么可以把我们的灵重新恢复过来？
How do we restore our spirit?
这是我刚刚问这个问题，听到很多年，坐在你这里听到，听来听去都没有灵的复兴，是什么原因？
Why you be listen so many years, but you never have this spiritual revival? Like, you know, why your spirit is still dead?
在六年前，
Six years ago,
我们施恩堂开始一个为有一个晚上星期五的晚上 带领小孩子的一个查经班。
And Clayton Chinese Christian Church, which is our church, start the Bible study for the young children.
其实这个查经班已经开立很久很久的时间。
And actually, this Bible study has run for a long time.
但是在六年前有一个很大的改变。
But 6 years ago, that was a big change about this Bible study.
就是我们刘牧师用另外一个办法来教导。
And is senior pastor use another method to teach the children?
他用什么办法？
And what's the method he tried to use?
牧师就是拉比。
And our pastor is the rabbi.
他是真的是拉比。
And he's truly the teacher of the Lord.
我现在回想他从前教导小孩子，真的是好像以利跟撒母耳一样。
And it's just like Eli and Samuel, you know, teaching the temple. He used the Bible method to teach the children.
我们应该大家都知道这个故事吧。
We need, I think you should know this story.
我们一起来看撒母耳上第九三章第九节。
And let's read Samuel, the first Samuel, chapter 3.
撒母耳上的三章第九节。
And verse 9.
这里非常有趣的。
And here's quite interesting.
因为神要找撒母耳。
And because God wants to find Samuel.
但是撒母耳是小孩子。
But Samuel is a young kid.
我相信撒母耳当时是真的是五六岁而已。
And I think in that period of time, Samuel is only 5 to 6 years old.
他是刚刚进到这个阅读院里面跟这个以利。
And he just get into this Bible college to start to learn the scripture with the priest.
他也是一直都在睡觉当中常常听到声音。
And during his sleep, he always hear the voice.
他不知道发生什么事情。
And he doesn't know what's going on.
所以在第九节我们可以都是从，其实他是从第三节开始的故事，但是我今天时间的关系，我就单单念第九节，好吗？
And we will only read verse 9 because of the time.
好，我们一起来念第九节。 因此以利对撒母耳说，你仍去睡吧，若再呼唤你，你就说，耶和华请说，仆人谨听。撒母耳就去，仍睡在原处。好，我们继续念第十节。耶和华又来站着，向前三次呼唤说，撒母耳，撒母耳。撒母耳回答说，请说，仆人谨听。这里我们看到一个事情，
And we have seen one thing.
我们的心就要需要像撒母耳一样，
Our heart need to be just like Samuel.
我们要求神向我们说话，
We need to pray that God will speak to us.
我们要用仆人的心来听，
We need to use a servant's heart to listen.
不是用老师的心来听，
It's not the heart of a teacher to listen.
不要用你自己觉得我是属灵人，我在这里 在教会里面听到我就坐在这里打分数。
And don't think you're a spiritual person. You sit there and listen to the sermon. You rank the speaker and give them marks.
每个讲员都是神给他权柄，
And every speaker God has given them authority.
无论他讲得好不好，
doesn't matter he speak well or not.
如果他是讲神的话，
if he speak about God's words,
他都是替神说话，
then he is speaking on behalf of God.
我们用不着去打分数，
you don't need to mark them or give them ranking.
你一打分数你就听不进去，
and when you do that, you won't listen.
明明神是跟你说话，
and actually God through this simple sermon try to speak to you, but you block your ears.
你就是说不是跟我说的。
And you say it's not speaking to me.
你说的不对了。
And what you say is incorrect.
这里说得很清楚。
And here's speak quite clearly.
以利叫撒母耳。
Eli told Samuel.
是什么呢？
And what did he say?
他就说，仆人谨听。
And say, speak, for your servant is listening.
仆人是什么？
What is a servant?
仆人是要去服侍人的人。
And servant is a servant's heart, try to serve people.
这是有一个主人的。
That is a master, is a master there.
一个仆人一定要有一个主人。
And every servant must have one master.
一个仆人没有主人，他就不是仆人。
If you are a servant but you have no master, you're no longer a servant. You become the master.
所以仆人要听主人的话。
So servant need to listen to the master.
首先我们要听进去都要有这个仆人的心去听。
So when you listen to God's word, you need to have a servant's heart. You need to listen.
如果你骄傲， 你觉得这个讲员都没有分量的，都不是从海外来的，不是在什么地方来的，都不是葛培里啊什么的，而我不听了。
And if you're arrogant, you think, well, this speaker is not from overseas and he's not Billy Graham. Why should I listen?
所以这个到最后你有没有没有得到什么好处。
So at the end, you receive nothing, no benefit to you.
好，我们再次继续的去深入一点去查一个问题。
And we get deeper to look at one problem.
如果我们真的有仆人的心去聆听神的话，
If we really have a servant's heart to listen to God's word,
还有什么我们要注意的呢？
What else we need to pay attention?
在六年这个过去的时间，
And in the past 6 years,
牧师用真的是用以色列人的办法，
And the senior pastor is using the Israel traditional method
去教导小孩子，
to teach those young children.
当时我不太理解，但是我就一直在旁边去一起帮忙去带领这些小孩子。
At that time, I did not understand why Senior Pastor Liu is doing so, but I still tried to help.
这个是秘诀啊。
And this is a secret.
我希望你们记住，
And you need to remember, and you practice at home.
六年当中，我们在我们的查经班，我们确实看到很多神迹奇事。
And we have seen so many miracles and lots of blessings.
今天没有时间讲，但是我有机会我可以跟你一起分享过去的 神迹奇事在这个查经班里面。
And I don't have time today to mention it, but if I have chance, I will share with you.
但是我有一个见证要跟大家去做的。
I need to share one testimony with you.
我们当中有一个小弟兄。
叫 James. We have a little brother called James, not the interpreter James, but the very little one.
他就是拿星姐妹的儿子，小儿子。
He is the youngest son of our sister 拿星。
他这个小孩子非常可爱。
He's cute.
他参加我们查经也是差不多五岁，我想
五岁应该是吗？
5岁、6岁、3岁。
He's around 5 years old.
他个子小小的。
He's quite small.
他一开始的时候坐在牧师的右边，他很会找位置，他就坐在牧师的右边啊。
He always keep sitting on the right hand side of the senior pastor Lou.
那大家去念因为牧师一开始就说，哎，好，我们今天就是查这个约翰福音，我们就一起来念。
And then in the beginning, senior pastor Lou say, we do the Bible study in John chapter so and so. We need to read together.
就我们一起来念。
And we will read together.
念从第一节念到最后一节
and from verse 1 to the last verse
再念多一遍就是
and we need to read it for the second time
刚开始我觉得哇不需要念两遍了吗
and
念一遍
就好了吗 I think why Senior Pastor Lou want us to read twice
我当时 不了解为什么会用
I don't understand it
这个是我们时间就不多我们是八点钟开始我们就九点钟要结束那你念两遍你差不多半个小时没有还要有先前还要背圣经呢
And I don't understand because I say we only have Bible study for 1 hour you ask the children to read twice half hour is gone and then we have the section ask them to recite the Bible it's not much time left
一般牧师查经的时间只有15分钟
And normally he only tell them the Bible verses explained it for 15 minutes
以人的角度来看这个是比较不合理的。
And from man's perspective, we will say this is not rational.
但是我们慢慢发现很奇怪的事情发生。
And gradually we found something very strange happened.
这个小弟兄，他开始坐在牧师旁边，他都有胆量睡觉。
And he sat next to Pastor Lou, but he fell asleep.
很奇怪哦，我记得他第一堂课就开始有一点点睡意了，就是。半个小时以后，因为小孩子嘛，晚上嘛，他说。
And the first lesson, he kind of very drowsy, feeling sleep.
还有好几次，我看到他流口水。
And a few times, I've seen him drop his saliva.
因为我是在录像，我就看到谁在不注意，我就。
So I can see who's paying attention, who's falling asleep.
但是 我想、哦、应该他刚来没有习惯这个时间时差吧可能平常会很早睡觉
Maybe he just first joined the Bible study He has the time difference He maybe sleep very early at home
那最后呢
And at the end
他第三次第四次来一次比一次厉害
And he come to the Bible study His situation getting worse
我就想发生什么事情他来都是睡觉的
He came, he really sleep deeply You know, just like drop dead
有一次我还记得他大家都有印象他睡到整个人塔在这个
He slept to a certain degree His whole body just lie on the table
结果我们结束了祷告了牧师、哦、我们牧师都离开了
And even senior pastor Lou left.
他还睡着。
He was still there.
他完全整个人都失去知觉了。
He lost his consciousness. He's just in deep sleep.
我以为他发生什么事情。
And I thought he collapsed.
最后这个周师母就把他抱回去家了。
So Mrs. Zhao carry him back.
我不知道他家是不是你要抱到他放到这里？没有，他已经 OK， 他睡醒了。
And then take him out to the car and send him home.
但是我跟你说，这个小弟兄今天，
young brother,
今天他可以背诵圣经了。
He can recite the Bible.
还有坐一个小时都不会睡觉了。
And he sit there 1 hour, no longer sleep.
他还坐在右边。
He's still sitting on the right hand side.
还可以答一些答案，是一些比他年纪大的都不懂的。
And he can answer some difficult questions even more senior children cannot answer.
最后我就发现
And I found out
这个小孩子肯定有一些 有一些改变是有一些原因的。
And why this child changed? And there must be some reason.
那我就问牧师。
I asked senior pastor.
我说牧师啊。
I say pastor.
这些小孩子。
And those children.
为什么会有这样子的改变？
Why they change?
牧师就跟我说。
And the senior pastor told me.
他说阿龙。
I say Augustine.
这些小孩子没有一个知道我们讲什么的。
He said those children, none of them understand what I'm talking about.
没有一个会知道我们今天背的圣经、讲的圣经是讲什么。
And none of them understand what I'm actually talking about, the Bible verses and my explanation about a sermon. None of them understand.
但是我说，那是什么原因？
Now why they change?
他说不要紧。
Doesn't matter.
圣灵的工作是重要的。
The Holy Spirit is crucial, and their work from the Holy Spirit is very important.
结果我大这个恍然大悟。
Then I understand suddenly.
我从前小的时候，给我两个孩子都是一直在放，他睡觉的时候，我也在他的床边有一个扩音机去放，圣经的。道读的这个声音的。
And when my children, both my children were young, I put a radio next to them and tried to broadcasting Bible verses to them.
他们每天晚上听，会睡得很好。
Every day they listen to God's word, they sleep quite well.
就像 James 一样。
Just like James.
因为听到神的话，他的魂慢慢去调理好。
And because they calm down their soul and the body, and they fell in sleep very easily. Just listen.
所以刚刚有几个弟兄有孩子出生，我就是鼓励他们会放这些神的话，每天晚上都在放，很小小小的声音就可以了，给他一起放。
And I encourage some young family when they have a newborn baby, you just.Broadcasting God's word in a very light voice, let your children listen.
是有用的，因为神一直在吹气的。
And because God's word is like God is keeping breathing into them and cleansing their soul, their body, so they can listen.
所以这里我们看到一个很奇怪的事情。
So we can see one thing quite strange.
人以为常常我念过了，我读过了，我听到几十年了，就是没有这个灵，都不知道这个灵是什么东西。我都有些时候，我高兴就念多一点，不高兴就看看，就听听这样子。
And it's quite strange. Maybe you have been listening to the sermon for 30-40 years, and you read God's words, and somehow your spirit has no growth at all. It's not awake.
我们的老牧师。就是一个神重用的人，所以我就翻查他一些从前的一些就是文章跟一些书哈。
Our pastor is a reverend God servant, and I try to study his work. And in a long time ago, he has some sermons.
大家都知道，牧师有一系列的书叫做《圣经要道略解》。
And you know, Pastor Liu have a system of book called the Bible study or the main points.
我希望大家都有去看我。
And it's an explanation for how to do the Bible study.
因为里面其中，现在我们星期六的有一个核心小组的查经，就是用牧师这个系列去查。
So we run this series every Saturday morning in church.
所以我也是鼓励大家来参加。
And I encourage you come to join us.
去听
to listen.
但是呢，我今天讲的不是在这个课程里面的课程，是从第二集到第四节一直是下去的。
And the lesson should run from the book two to book four, and one different episodes will keep going learning.
这个秘诀是在牧师的第一本书里面写的。
And the secret is contained in book one.
我在这里念一下哈。
And I will read it out.
它里面有教人怎么读经的办法。
And it teach you how to read the Bible.
从前我看过很多遍，我说读经就是我很快就看过哦 ，OK， 觉得就懂了。
And I think reading Bible just look at it and read in silence and do quickly. That's reading Bible.
其实我一直都不懂。
But I don't understand how to read the Bible.
到这个查经班，有看到所有小孩子都在灵里面有增长的时候。
When I witness this Bible study for children, how they grow in spirit, learn and understand something.
我才 找到一些很惊人的这个一些话。
And I found out something actually shocked me.
是牧师写的，你可以去查，你去找一本书来去看。
Senior Pastor Liu has written down. You can find the book and find out yourself.
他这个题目是读经的态度，第一个，第二项是只读不求解。
And the topic is the first one is the attitude how to read the Bible. The second one is only read, do not try to understand it.
哇，如果我把这个事情跟外面的人说啊，你们来教会，我教你怎么读经，读经就是这样子，你只要读，不要去理解它。
And if we tell people come to church.Come to read Bible with us, but do not expect you can understand it. Doesn't matter.
那你这个人肯定会说，你这个教会不要去了。
And they will say, "Don't go to your church."
这个肯定是异端来的。
And this is not right.
但是确实，牧师真的是这样写的。
And Pastor Liu wrote down these.
他说，只求读而不求解释，静静的听，用安定的心去领受。
And it says, just read it. Do not pursue to understand it. Have a quiet heart to listen and a quiet heart to accept.
所以我们必先听那声音，吸取灵气，然后再用魂、思想、感情、意念。
We must listen to God's voice and use our spirit, then use our soul, which is our thinking, our emotion, and our will to understand.
去明白那意思。
And then understand the meaning.
万不可一上来先明白意思。
And don't try to understand, try to explain it right away.
这样一来魂就活动。
Because if you try to do that, your spirit is not moving, but your soul is moving.
马上就落在思想上面去了。
And you will interpret God's word to your own thinking.
灵反而没有得着。
But you're not receiving God's spirit.
故此，基督徒先要学读和念。
And therefore, Christians need to first learn how to read and to recite.
以致成的心灵谨敬受教的态度。
From a sincere heart to accept God's word.
大声的念。
Read it loud.
不要去思想。
Don't think.
而且是要侧耳而听。
And you must listen thoroughly.
所以这里。讲得很清楚。
Here is quite clear how you should read the Bible.
是办法的问题。
That is the method.
是方法的问题。
It is the method how you use to read God's word.
我们从前一直都是用错的方法去念圣经。
We use the wrong method to read God's word.
所以今天我希望用这段经文跟这些办法。
And I need to use this passage and this method. Senior Pastor Liu has pointed out.
用以色列人旧的办法
，and use the Jewish way, the Israel way.
就好像撒母耳这些小的这个小孩子，五六岁的小孩子。
Just like Samuel, just like our young children, 5 to 6 years old.
不要管这个话是什么的意思。
And don't care about what does that mean.
这是大声的念。
Just read it out.
最好两遍、三遍。
Twice, three times.
每天晨更的时候，
every day you read it out God's word. Let God's word breathe through you.
晚上你不能再念了，会怕吵醒别人，那你就听。
And then at night, if you will disturb other people's life, you just put the cassette and you listen to God's word.
我们的灵肯定会复苏的。
I think your spirit will get revival.
所以今天我就希望大弟兄姐妹。尤其是年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Today I wish especially young brothers and sisters.
如果你常常觉得自己的灵很孤单，很没有动力的话。
And you always feel your spiritual life is a lack of motivation and is drying out.
你就用这个办法。
You use this method.
去把你的灵重新的去。
And make sure your spirit get revival again.
复兴起来。
And you need to read God's word and listen to God's word only. Don't think.
好吗？
And that's
我们一起来学习。
And we need to learn this together.
以色列人的读经的办法。
And we need to learn from the Israel. That's how they read God's words.
就是听。
Listen.
这个是很重要。
And that's very important.
我们今天就在这里，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主啊，感谢你。
Our gracious Father, we'd like to thank you.
仆人，请听。
Speak, your servant is here to listen.
今天我们听到你的话。
And today we listen to your own words.
你的话就是真理。
And your words is the truth.
你的话就是道路、真理、生命。
And your words is the truth, the way, and the life.
你也是爱我们的牧人。
And you also is our good shepherd who loves us.
我们是草场的羊。
We are your sheep at the pasture.
我们听你的声音。
We listen to your voice.
到最后。
And until the end.
你也会用你的声音来呼召我们。
And you use your own voice to call us back.
我们感谢你。
We want to thank you.
今天你用你的话。
You use your own words.
给我们重新建立一个办法
，and teach us the right method，
把我们的灵重新的归到一个正确的一个道路上
，and to direct our spirit onto the right path。
希望每个弟兄姐妹今天听到这个道以后，可以重新得力。
So whoever listened to the sermon today, I hope they will learn from it. They will gain the strength from you.
重新从你那边吹气到我们中间。
So may your words become the breath, get through us.
我们就变成有活的活人。
So we can be a living man.
我们有灵的活人。
And we can be the living one.
我们一天信是一天。
And we get newer and newer, become the new creation.
就像你的儿子耶稣基督
Just like Jesus Christ
在我们当中
And he has been with us
我们也长大成人
And we will grow up in spirit
满有基督的身量
And become just like Jesus Christ
我们感谢赞美主
And we want to praise you
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求
And we pray all this in Jesus' precious name Amen,
Amen.